Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
on today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are going to take a look at the word blue as a musical term. Blue usually alludes to sadness, melancholy, or depression, and the term has been a popular slang expression for over 100 years. The genre of music known as the blues took its name from this concept, of course. Well, the term is used in jazz also, especially when musicians are giving a title to their compositions and want to express a melancholy mood. Two-word titles are common in jazz, such as blue something, blue anything, blue stuff, blue whatever. You'll see what I mean. Let's go back to the early 1960s when bossa nova was the craze and Brazilian guitarist Laurindo Almeida and saxophonist Bud Shank recorded Blue Baião, which is a Brazilian dance. In 1956, Sonny Rollins wrote and recorded Blue 7 with a quartet on the album Saxophone Colossus, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Doug Watkins bass, and Max Roach on drums.
Thank you.
We are listening to Blue Whatever songs on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Singer Nancy King scats throughout Blue Beach on her 1995 album Straight Into Your Heart. Trumpeter Donald Byrd and alto man Gigi Grice played Blue Concept on their release Jazz Lab of 1957. Then back to the swing era in 1934 with drummer Chick Webb and his orchestra doing Blue Minor.
Boop.
You are getting to enjoy blue stuff on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Let's start this set with guitarist Kenny Burrell and organ man Jimmy Smith playing Blue Bash with a quartet in 1963 from the album Blue Bash. In 1960, Terry Thornton sang Blue Champagne on the album Devil May Care, piano backup by Wynton Kelly and trumpet by Clark Terry. French electric violinist Jean-Luc Ponty and a band of African musicians recorded Blue Mambo on the 1993 album No Absolute Time.
Thank you. where else to go. 3 a.m. and I miss you so. Couples are departing, soon they'll all be gone. Now another day is starting, still I linger on. Blue champagne, purple shadows, and blue champagne. With each echo, I still remain to keep a blue rendezvous. Bubbles rise like a fountain before my eyes, and they suddenly crystallize to form a vision of you. All the plans we started, all the songs we sang, each little dream we knew seems to overtake me like a boomerang. Blue is the sparkle, gone is the tang. Each old refrain keeps returning as I remain with my memories and blue champagne to toast a dream that was you. All the plans we started, all the songs we sang, each little dream we knew seems to overtake me like a boomerang. Blue is the sparkle, gone is the tang. Each old refrain keeps returning as I remain with my memories and blue champagne to toast a dream that was you. To toast a dream that was you. To toast a dream that was you. To toast a dream that was you.
Thank you.
Dr. Jazz is presenting Blue Whatever tunes on this Dr. Jazz Hour. From his 1996 album, My Romance, tenor player Scott Hamilton recorded Blue Caper with a quintet, a piece written by trumpeter Blue Mitchell. Then we've got Blue Echoes going on by flute man Herbie Mann from the 1958 album Just Wailin'. Solos by Mal Waldron on piano, Kenny Burrell guitar, Herbie on flute, and Charlie Rouse on tenor. And the last blue piece on this Dr. Jazz Hour will be Blue Waltz by Eddie Daniels and his clarinet from the 1989 album Blackwood.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.